Welcome to our podcast. I'm Frank Long, Editorial Director for Rehab Management, and my guest for this interview is Stacy Fitzsimmons, Director of Account Matters, Business Management Consulting Services Incorporated. Stacy, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Frank. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be talking with you today.
Stacy, you are unique in that you have worked with just about every physical therapy billing solution on the market. Can you provide a little background for us about why that is?
Sure, you're right. I have worked with many billing systems, and learning the best way to navigate, get the most out of each of them, is definitely the challenges that I've faced in this business. My clients have a billing system, and I am a billing company that uses whatever software they may have purchased. So that being said, it gives me a little background in more than just one system that most billing companies do have. For example, our clients have a relationship with their billing system, whatever one they may have purchased. They provide me with username passwords. A lot of them are web-based. I get in their system and I do the processing of claims, posting the payments, managing the accounts receivable, patient collections. Then what we do is we set up systems of reconciliation and accountability so our clients know basically that they're trusting their system and us as a billing company that they're going to be getting paid for the services that they provided, and they're also getting paid for what me as a billing company has billed out using their system. So right now we use 6 different billing software, several different clearinghouses. We definitely have our challenges in each system. For us, and my background being so diverse, is because we look for the good in every system that we can point out to these clients to say, look, we want you to look at your accounts receivable. We want you to look at how many visits came in, how much money are you getting per visit, basically their whole, everything in one, without them knowing the whole system. That's kind of my job, is to figure your system out and just show you how to manage me. It's a little bit different. Normally, a billing company has their own system, and you don't know anything. The way we do it here is you have your own billing system, and I'm just going to show you how to use it so you can manage my company.
Stacy, you have worked with practices that use one system for their EMR and a separate system for their billing. Could you please share your experience in how this is inefficient and how it can lead to errors that either delay billing or cause a claim to have to be rebilled? And could you give us some examples of common scenarios?
Sure. My experience has been that using separate systems for billing and EMR to process claims, it's usually adding unnecessary time to process the information. For instance, sometimes you have 2 separate systems, meaning now your front desk or whoever that may be entering patient data now has to enter it 2 times. Some systems are one talks to one system, but it doesn't go reversed. An example of extra time would be you put the information in, claim goes out, claim comes back. Let's just use, for instance, the ID number was missing a number. Something's wrong with it. If you fix it in system number 2, let's say, it doesn't talk to system number 1. So when I go to process tomorrow's billing, the same error is going to keep coming up and coming up because the systems, they talk one way, not back the other. So sometimes having 2 separate systems just makes double the work, double the entry. A lot of mistakes can happen that way. If you're using an EMR system that tracks authorizations and maybe your billing system doesn't, again, just another way that you're going to end up with some problems in the long run. If you're tracking with one system and not the other, or trying to track 2 and they're doing 2 separate things. The only other problems that I've had, and these are just obviously the top 3 I'm picking out that I run into most frequently, is with patient money. Typically, the EMR system is linked to a scheduler, and what I see is that's where most of the patient money is collected. Patient money is collected through the EMR system, goes in the system, they can reconcile their money at the end of the night. billing gets their billing done, now they're trying to enter. If that money does not come across from the EMR system into the billing system, now your patients are getting billed for co-pays, co-insurance, etc., but they've already paid it. So we found through experience that if we're using that type of system, we do spend the extra time. That's the downfall of the two systems, is time, and time equals money. You do have to go into those systems and just reassure, okay, I want to look and make sure everything that was collected in System A was carried over into System B. So from my experience, two separate systems usually just costs a little bit more time and money for the company.
On average, can you quantify how much time you save by working with Clinician compared to other systems?
I don't know if I can put an actual time to it. What I can tell you is it's one system. It's easy to navigate through. It's extremely helpful to therapists when they're doing their documentation. They save you a lot of time when you're doing your paper billing. Paper billing typically has to be sent out with notes, the documentation that goes with it. Clinician is the one system that I have used, that the only one that I have found that when you do your bills, they automatically link your documentation. Saves a ton of time. How I know this is because we have a part-timer that is hired here at my company, and their main job is to come in every day, look at all the claims that were printed out, go into the EMR systems, and print the documentation one at a time. Clinician is the one system that I have found that you don't have to do that. You go ahead and print your claims. They automatically link to the documentation. You click one little box. It prints out for you. So it eliminates all the time of going into each and every account, printing out one claim at a time. For me as a billing company, it's hours. For a small clinic that's doing it in-house, it may be an hour, it may be 2 hours, depending on your workload, what you're printing. But I will say that Clinician definitely saves a lot of time just because of the notes. That's what I like about Clinician versus other systems that I've used in the past.
Stacy, what do you like most about the Clinician system?
I like that the fact that it is very easy to navigate through Clinician. Just as I stated, and another big factor for me, a big plus, was the whole notes and claim situation saving me time and money. I do like their ERA reader. The ERA reader through Clinician, it's very user-friendly that you can see everything that's being posted. It allows you to adjust things before you go ahead and post your check. So I do find that that's a very user-friendly feature. Their reports seem to be very user-friendly for both therapists, owners, and billing staff. For me, for my company, managing the AR is probably the biggest responsibility that I have. So being able to maneuver through the Clinician system quickly, finding claims, rebilling claims, sending out patient statements, using Clinician definitely puts my mind at ease that I know who's ever working in that system can easily find whatever information they're looking for when they're looking at the reports. Another great feature with Clinician that I find is that it's able to bill and manage multiple disciplines such as OT and PT. So some systems that are out there are one or the other, or they're more based towards just medical billing instead of PT-OT specific. So I do like that the Clinician system is specifically for OT and PT. The last thing that I would have to say is that Clinician is definitely a system that can work for any size practice. My company, we are concentrated on small practices that don't do the billing in-house. So I think the system Clinician definitely works out perfect. But I also do see as these clinics are growing and taking their billing back in-house, or just helping out large clinics that happen to be using Clinician, definitely the system is for any size business.
What advice would you have for practices that are looking for billing software and are considering using a separate system other than their EMR? Are there problems associated with mixing software applications manufactured by different companies?
We get a lot of inquiries from clients about what system would be good for their practice. While I try to be fair in giving them options, when I discuss clinicians, it's easy to point out some of the differences in their being able to increase productivity and maintain compliance at the same time. Typically not a big fan of getting the two systems. As we went over in the previous questions, for my background and my experience, I definitely don't like the two different systems. I do think for money and time purposes, you're better off getting an all-in-one system. We have to work with different billing EMR and documentation systems. When you're doing that, it slows down your process. We use Clinician. It's an all-in-one system. Time is money, and you definitely want to keep to one system. Whether you're doing billing in-house or if you're outsourcing, you do want to keep one system because you want to make sure you're able to learn that system to be able to get in and say, what is my biller sending out? Where are my charges? What's my accounts receivable looking like? How can I go in and manage my account one system, not two or three or four? Typically, once you start mixing systems together, there's usually a breakdown. And what I do find is many owners, they don't have the time usually to be looking at one system. When you're telling them to look at two, they just don't simply have the time to manage their business. So my advice would definitely be going one system.
I've been speaking with Stacy Fitzsimmons, Director of Account Matters, Business Management Consulting Services Incorporated. Stacy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Frank. It was a pleasure talking with you today.